on this day with Gunners and Allies.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Monday, the 16th of December. And today, Tony Hicks, US guitarist and vocalist with the Hollies, is 73 today. Benny Andersson, the keyboard player, songwriter with Swedish band ABBA, is also 73. Jeff McMullen, the Australian TV reporter, is 72. Ben Cross, English actor, one of the stars in Chariots of Fire, and he also played Sarek in Star Trek, he's 72 as well. Billy Gibbons, the lead guitarist and lead singer with US rock trio ZZ Top, is 70. Georgie Parker, the Australian actress, is 55. Miranda Otto, also an Australian actress, is 52.
It was on this day in 1835 that Hans Christian Andersen's second book of fairy tales was published. That was in 1835. And on the same day, but in 1901, The Tale of Peter Rabbit, written by Beatrix Potter, was published.
One of my favourite Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tales was The Little Mermaid, but the proper version.
Did he write that?
Yeah, before Disney got a hold of it. In 1903, voting for women was allowed for the first time in Australian federal elections.
Variety, the US Showbiz Weekly, was first published on this day in 1905.
In 1948, Scrabble the board game was registered as a trademark.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience released their debut single, and it was this one.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand?
Yep, that's Hey Joe, released on this day in 1966.
The Who officially split in 1983.
This opened in US cinemas on this day in 1988.
All airlines have crashed at one time or another. That doesn't mean that they are not safe.
Qantas.
What, Qantas?
Qantas never crashed.
Qantas?
Never crashed.
Yep, that's a scene from Rain Man, starring Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, the film won 4 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director and Best Actor in a leading role for Hoffman.
Nice one, Dusty. And that's on this day for Monday, the 16th of December.